Part 18. So, Lord Chaitanya left only 8 shlokas of his instructions in writing, and they are known as Shiksha Ashtaka. All other literatures of Lord Chaitanya's divine cult were extensively written by Lord Chaitanya's principal followers, namely the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan and their followers. The cult of Chaitanya philosophy is richer than any other, and it is admitted to be the living religion of the day with the potency for spreading Vishvadharma, or the universal religion. And so we are glad that the matter has been taken up by some enthusiastic sages like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj and his disciples, and we shall eagerly wait for the happy days of Bhagavad Dharma, or Prema Dharma, inaugurated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The 8 shlokas completed by Lord Chaitanya are as follows. Number 1. Glory to Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Number 2. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies, and there are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by the chanting of your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Number 3. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Number 4. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. Number 5. O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, and yet, somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. So please, pick me up from this ocean of death, and place me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. Number 6. O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love, flowing constantly while I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up? And when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your holy name? Number 7. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are now flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in this world in your absence. Number 8. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and Krishna shall remain so, even if Krishna handles me roughly in his embrace, or makes me broken-hearted by not being present before me. Krishna is completely free to do anything and everything, for Krishna is always my worshipful Lord unconditionally. Recorded December 9, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. And so, this recitation of the further teachings of Lord Chaitanya are completed on this day at approximately 4 p.m. on December 9, 2022. Everything was made possible because of the mercy of my loving spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.